What's going on, everybody? So this week, what I'm talking about is I just got back on Saturday from Baltimore, and I talked about it last week that I was heading up there. Just a great group, and I was really looking forward to kind of sharing my path forward and vision to where we're going with this group of people, because they definitely don't hold back any punches if they got issues with it or think you're doing something stupid. They're more than happy to tell you. So it was a great trip, great ideas on market updates and everything like that. Probably talk about that a little bit more next week. But my favorite topic we talked about, which obviously I talk about a lot, I'm into it, is leadership. So I'm read a lot about leadership. We do a lot of that stuff here at Flight. And it's interesting to see different perspectives that from guys and girls that maybe don't put as much of an emphasis on it as we do, as a core value and just the cornerstone of everything we do. Not that these guys and girls don't think it's important. It's just not as in everybody's face every day, as it is down here. So I really enjoyed listening to the comments from it. One thing we talked about was, you know, we went around the room and kind of described, what does leadership mean to you? And I described a story and something that happened to me when I first started working offshore on ships, and a hard lesson learned over those first few years is that at any time leading a group of people, your goal can either be to be liked or to be respected. And if you're trying to do both at the same time, you'll end up with neither. I had heard that before, but never really saw it in action until I was offshore on the ships at 21, 22 years old, a young leader out there. And, you know, I was in charge of a couple people in the engine room or a watch, and I wanted to be everyone's friend, right? It was very important for, important for me at the time to be liked by these people more so than respected. So what did I do? I avoided, you know, difficult conversations. I engaged in conversations talking shit about the man, right? Or the boss. That's like, no, we're a team here, right? Like, fuck those guys, fuck authority, this and that. That was the general attitude I had back then. And it led to me putting some ships and people in really dangerous situations because I wasn't holding the line on accountability. And you know, some things would go wrong, and then I'd have to take the fall for it. And, you know, even these people that I thought were my friends, that I tried to make them like me, it got to the point where, you know, that they didn't respect me anymore either, because they saw what I was doing with them, and I'd say something different to the leadership, and I had to be that connection. And it was just, I created a shitstorm for myself, and I'm glad it was a good, hard lesson earned. So I'm going to repeat kind of what I said. When leading a group of people or leading a team, your goal can either be to be liked or your goal can be to be respected. And if you're trying to do both at the same time, you'll end up getting neither. So I saw it happen firsthand. I want to repeat another comment when I brought that story up to the group. A guy up there I very much respect and has built an incredible company. He described it as this. He has a new leader going into his operation. It is a massive red flag if he can see through that person and he knows that they're trying to be liked and everyone's friend. And he described the goal of being liked by the people you're leading as a very insidious thing. I really love that word to describe it. If you're leading a group of people and you want to be liked, it's insidious, right? Because initially, it's like, of course, you want the people you're leading to like you. Of course you do. Of course you're going to have a better bond with them, and they're going to listen to you more if they like you. But it can turn into, that like can turn into other things, and all of those other things it can turn into are not always respect and progress towards the goal. So, that's the thing, is unfortunately, if you are going to lead an organization or an operation, it is, you hope people like you, you hope people respect you, but number one is they need to respect you. They may not like you all the time, but they need to respect your decision. You need to have integrity, and they need to know ultimately why you're doing things. And if you operate with integrity and do the right thing and you're always truthful, respect will come. Whether they like you or not, at every decision you make, respect will come. So just thought I'd share that. I loved when he said that, that the goal of being liked is an insidious goal that can lead to kind of what it led to me doing, you know, offshore on those ships, is like, ended up putting people in dangerous situations. All right. So thanks for listening. What we got going on with flight this week. We had just fantastic meetings yesterday. That was my main win in the morning meeting, is it ended up being a 2-hour meeting, and I'm the last person to fucking brag about a 2-hour meeting. But it felt like it was 10 minutes. I mean, it was just straight looking at numbers, problem solving. The right people were in the room to solve those problems. You know, we just got through some great issues yesterday, and we're having new issues now that we got 7 houses rolling, right? The focus is on our pipeline. The focus is on the road to profitability. And we're all very much aligned about that. Yesterday, we had a great meeting also. We had our monthly. They're usually on Fridays, but because of travel during this time of year, it's just been tough. And the monthly was awesome. We continue to get more aligned around the goal. Like I said, I've never been more clear than we are in flight right now with exactly where we're going, and everyone in the office knows 100% where we're going, and it feels good, right? Because leaders within the office can make decisions, you know, without my help or, you know, without having to ask anyone above them, because they know ultimately where we're going. So another great week. Looking forward to being at DLP at the end of this week, see what Don Wenner and crew have going on over there. We always get great insights from their events. So that's the end of the week, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.